creaking door into the inner sanctum. Come in. I want you to see the changes we've made around here. Very, very smart. Now, this new morbid motif was designed by those southern decorators. Autopsy and Eva. This three-part section of sofa was made especially for the wife of Harry the Hatchet Man. You see, Harry left his wife in pieces, so naturally we let the chips and dales fall where they may. Now, here's our new dropped living room. Just freshly dug. It's for rent, a real bargain. All you have to do is slab on a down payment.
Tonight's Inner Sanctum Mystery, Death Wears a Lonely Smile, was written by Ed Adamson and Bob Sloan, and stars Mr. Sloan in the role of Walter with Mercedes McCambridge as Carol.
Well, now let's get to tonight's torturous tale. Find your places and make yourself comfortable before we begin. As Harry the Hatchet Man says, we're not seating anyone before the first act curtain falls. It's dusk, and a cold wind whips through the burial ground, stirring the leafless branches into wordless whispers of dead, forgotten voices. Amid the gravestones, the big man with a bloodied gash in his forehead stands, hatless. His massive, ape-like arms hanging limply at his side. His eyes set in a lost, vacant stare. The big man remains there, transfixed, as the young woman in black comes out of the shadows behind him.
Can I help you?
Where did you come from?
Well, I was over there putting flowers on my father's grave, and I saw you. You're standing here, and you seemed lost, so I...
Lola. I've been waiting for you, Lola.
Oh, I'm not...
I knew you'd come if I waited, Lola. I knew you would.
But my name isn't Lola.
I waited so long. I waited every day.
I told you I'm not Lola. You've mistaken me. My name is Carol.
Carol.
That's right. Carol Finley.
But Lola said she'd come. She promised me. I need her.
Who is Lola?
Lola's my friend. She never made fun of me because I'm so big. Lola never laughed like all the others, like all those other ones who were so mean. What's your name?
I told you, it's Carol. What's yours?
Walter.
Walter, you better let me take you home.
Home?
Yes. Where do you live?
Where? I don't know.
There's something the matter with you. You sure hurt that cut on your forehead. My mother has a room in the house, and you can stay there until you feel better.
No, I can't go. I must wait for Lola. I promised I'd wait
Walter.
For her. Yeah?
Was her name Lola Douglas?
Yeah, Lola Douglas.
There's no use in your waiting.
Oh, you mustn't talk like that. She'll be here. She will.
She's already here. The gravestone there, look at it. Lola Douglas. Died. March 6, 1948. There you are, Walter, now. That bandage will do for a while.
You're nice to me, Carol. You're like Lola. You're not afraid of me, are you?
Of course not. Why should I be afraid?
Because I'm so big. I remember when I was in school, a boy made fun of me. I grabbed his arm and I told him to stop it. He just laughed at me. I didn't mean to hurt him, but I broke his arm. I just squeezed a little and it broke. Then they were all afraid of me.
They shouldn't have laughed at you.
I like you, but I can't stay here.
It's perfectly all right. I spoke to my mother, and she said that you can have my room for a few days, and I'll move downstairs.
Oh, I have to find Lola. I promise
her. Walter, try to understand. Lola is dead.
Oh, no.
She was buried over a year ago.
Oh, that isn't true. I saw Lola last week. I spoke to her.
All right, Willard. All right. And tomorrow you can start looking for her again. But now you must get some rest. You just lie down here and I'll...
Why are you looking at me like that?
This was on the table among the things you took out of your pocket.
What is it?
A newspaper clipping.
I didn't have a clipping in my pocket.
It's dated March 7, 1948. Woman found brutally crushed to death. Victim identified as Lola Douglas.
Come in, Lola.
Let go of my hand.
Come with me, Lola.
Oh, please, let go. Oh, my hand, you're hurting me.
I wouldn't hurt you, Lola. You know I wouldn't.
Let go.
You mustn't talk so loud, Lola. They'll hear you. They'll think I'm hurting you.
Oh, please. Please let me out of here.
Oh, don't try to get away from me, Lola. I might hurt you. I don't want to hurt you, Lola, but you might make me. You see, I'm hurting you. Yeah, you're making me, and I don't want to.
Money.
I don't want money.
There's money in it. How much did you have that?
Well, I just cashed a check. $68. It was your rent.
20, 40, 60, 5, 6, 8, 68. Well, it's all here. Well, come on now, dear, and I'll take you to your room. And you, I want you to clear out of here.
No, I can't go.
You're getting out, you understand?
I can't go. Lola's coming back. I promised her I'd wait, and I'm staying here until she comes.
Carol, what is it, Mom? What's the matter?
I can't find Gladys. Her bed wasn't slept in. Did you see her?
No.
Well, I went to her room, and she wasn't there. I had a feeling when you brought him home the other night. I had a feeling I should have turned him away.
Gladys, Mom, stop it. Stop talking right there.
Wait, try it. You
know, he didn't. Mom, he's just mixed up. You've got to try to understand him.
Oh, please take it easy. Gladys probably left for work early.
No, sir, she didn't leave this house alive. I was in her room. He's done something to her. He's hidden her body.
Mommy, I don't believe he'd do a thing like that.
Then what about Lola Douglas? She was murdered a year ago. You told me about that yourself.
Oh, but I did. But there's no proof that Walter killed her.
Mom, I understand him. I'll go up and talk to him.
No, you won't. You're staying right here. I'll do the talking to him. I've got to get him out of this house before we're all murdered. You've got to get out of here.
Please, Mrs. Finley, don't make me go. Lola will come back.
Lola Douglas was murdered a year ago.
That's not true. Lola's alive. I saw her last week.
She was murdered by you.
No, I wouldn't hurt Lola.
But you killed her the same way you killed Gladys.
Oh, you shouldn't say things like that, Mrs. Finley.
You took Gladys out of here last night and murdered her.
No, Mrs. Finley, I didn't leave. I was waiting for Lola.
You're a monster, a horrible, crazy monster.
You're saying mean things to me, Mrs. Finley.
But I want you out of my house. I want you out right now.
You're not like Carol. Carol's nice. Carol. child said I could stay here in her room.
Yes, but not if you don't pay.
Pay?
Well, I know you have no money. You can't stay here another moment unless you pay. And I want a month's rent in advance. Now, what do you say to that?
All right, Mrs. Finley.
And the quicker you get out of here...
There's no money. Is this enough for a month in advance, Mrs. Finley? Is $68 enough?
$68, Carol. Here, look. He gave me $68.
I don't understand it, Mom. Yesterday, he didn't have a penny in his pocket.
But don't you see what is true? It's just as I told you. He's murdered Gladys. That's exactly what she had in her pocketbook last night. $68. This is Mrs. Finley, 529 Elm Street. You'd better come over right away.
Finley, 529 Elm. What's the trouble, Eddie?
Well, one of my roomers, Gladys Hart, she's missing.
Missing? Oh, we don't handle that, lady.
Oh, but this is...
I'll put you on a missing person.
Wait, just a minute, please.
Yeah?
Well, this woman, she's not just missing. She's been murdered.
Now, look, lady, which is it? She's missing or murdered?
The both. She hasn't been in the room all night. She had $68 in her pocketbook and...
$85.
That's what he killed that woman for.
Oh, Mom, I can't
believe it. Oh, that's how he suddenly had the money to pay the rent. And the radio said the woman was crushed to death by a man who was big and powerful.
Big and powerful?
It's him. Oh, and you would have been the next, Carol. Where is he now?
I was supposed to meet him outside the house. I suppose he's out there waiting for me.
Oh, that man's a lunatic, a crazy killing lunatic.
Mom, what are we going to do?
Wait, you stay here in this room now, and don't leave it.
What about you?
Well, I'm going downstairs to call the police. I'll be back in a few minutes. And remember, no matter what happens, don't leave this room. Why did you take me out here?
Oh, there's something in this cemetery I want to show you.
Walter, please, let's go back to town.
It won't be long. It's right here. This is what I wanted to show you.
It's an empty grave.
Yes, Carol. And we have the flowers to put on it.
No one's in there, is empty.
You'll be there, Carol.
Walter?
It's for you.
Oh, you don't want to hurt me, Walter. I'm your friend, remember?
No, you're bad. You're like all the rest of them. I thought you were nice, but you're not.
Don't you remember? I tried to help you.
You didn't call Mrs. Finley from the flower shop.
Yes, I did, Walter. I spoke to Mom.
That's not the truth. You couldn't talk to her. Mrs. Finley is dead.
She's what?
I killed her. She was going to tell the police about me. I put my hands around her neck and I squeezed and... she was dead.
I
put her in the cellar. Now I've got to kill you.
No, Walter, wait. If you do anything to me, there won't be anybody left to help you find Lola.
Lola?
Yes.
Lola?
Lee, yes, Walter, I can help you find Lola. I think I know where she's hiding.
Lola's dead.
No.
She laughed. She laughed at me. She said I was crazy, a big crazy fool. That's what she said. I thought she was my friend, but she wasn't. She was me. She laughed at me. She was mean like all the rest. They all laughed at me.
Oh, I wouldn't laugh at you, Walter. I wouldn't.
They hate it when people laugh at me. I want to hurt them just like I want to hurt you, because you're laughing at me now.
I'm not laughing. I'm not.
You are.
Please, don't. Let's go.
Stop laughing. Stop laughing.
Walter, don't.
Stop laughing. I wouldn't have to hurt you. But you would stop. Lola, make them stop. Lola, please make them stop. They're hurting me.
You all right, miss?
Yes, officer. I'm all right.
That was a close call you had. You didn't turn up at the Black Grotto. I checked with the florist. She saw him take you into a cab outside her shop. What do you think I got out here in time?
Yes.
He sure was a big guy, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. A big guy who didn't want people to laugh at him.
Tonight, anyway. Oh, did you?